Now, once again, I'm just going to return to an issue that many of you would face if you're reading Reformed teachers. And we all are exposed to people, perhaps through books or, you know, not social media so much, but the media, who may have something we think we could learn from, but we need to always keep our antennas up, recognizing that there are going to be variances in most people, and including this speaker. I mean, everything I say needs to be judged by God's word, right? We need to be Bereans in that sense. So I decided to take a correspondence course on the book of Galatians. And I did my homework and sent it in, and it came back with a red mark. And I thought, I must not have studied hard enough for the test. So I looked at it, and the question was, does regeneration precede faith? And I said, of course, growing up in a gospel hall, hearing ye must be born again, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved, I said no. Well, according to the authority who was behind this examination, that was the incorrect answer. Because Reformed teaching is monergistic. It is so sold out to the idea that God is sovereign in salvation that it takes away human responsibility altogether. So in this scheme, and if you're not aware of this, you need to be aware now that the people you're reading on you or listening to on YouTube may well believe this. They believe dead in trespasses and sins means dead as a doornail. Absolutely dead. Unable to breathe, unable to move, unable to respond, completely inert. And then God comes in and he regenerates them. Why does he regenerate them? Because he chose them. They're part of the elect. If you're not part of the elect, you don't get chosen. Now, having chosen that person, God monergistically, now what do you say? What does that word mean? It means one energy, one mover, one actor, not two, one. He regenerates them. Now they have eternal life. Well, what does a person who has eternal life do? Well, they believe God. And once they believe God, what happens? They're justified. Get it? Justified by faith. So God saved them first, then they believed, then they were justified. You say, that's crazy. I've never heard of that before. That's not what we preach here. Well, it's good that you don't preach that here because that's not true. It is a penchant that this particular brand of theology has to analyze and structure everything so that it works with human logic. But I want to just emphasize that because I want you to see how regeneration comes from faith. Again, our illustration, whoever looks at the serpent on the pole lives. Ergo, whoever believes on the sun on the pole lives. That's his point. Faith comes first, and then we receive eternal life.